that it does not displease me to say that. So we understand that.
Well, I think that the only way we will ever retrieve these men, I think that the biggest thing that will do is throw them. I think not that one thing alone will bring over the crime. I think that you can say, now we have taken down our institutions, and then if you take care of your part, then I will open my other options, and your options have always been too. But I walk out and you bring the whole human trade. Take that little industrial complex out that they're dragging, that they're building back down in Illinois. And then take out the diaphragm of Illinois. They will part of it. Take out part of it. They will bring in the rest. And I realize this places you in places for bad.
Reflection on it, but a lot of these people that are shouting a lot of us for peace haven't seen much war. army of the Vietnam veterans. I hope you're able to.
We've got about 450,000 now.
Great.
We're doing better.
Go after them. Oh, we can go after them. Because they need something to belong to.
We have an idea.
You know, one of the real problems, sir, and maybe you should work this out somewhere. It goes back to civil rights law, which is, you know, you're talking about that.
We're finding these white boys, not only south of us, but north of us.
They don't want
them, and the color don't want them. Now, we gave an example. I gave an example of this. In Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York.
Well, I'm on that one time. Why don't you try to hear me? Well, we've been trying to tell. We did away with all color districts and things like that down south. We did everything along the
south. I heard the door.
Yeah, but here in Brooklyn, New York, Joe Lombardo says if we can organize this in all colors, this is what they want, then we can go. So we gave permission. They got over 500 Vietnam veterans. Well, you know, they don't have to do this back to go or whatever.
I
don't
know, but
it's
sorry to say there's a lot.
what the Texas say about her.
Would they know? They wouldn't have known years. No, they wouldn't have.
We all, you know, at the end of years, there was a private, something happened along the line. I guess it was the war.
It was, no question about it.
Well, it got changed, yes.
We've got to bring it back.
It took us 25 years, 25 years. It's not our back, but I think we're heading to our sanity and to...
Well, I have the same thing. What makes you think so? What's good?
Oh, little John Brown, the little things I get around the country, the way we were talking in Bloody County today,
it's cooled off.
It's cooled down. People are, I mean, America's becoming a more thoughtful nation in the last year that I've lasted. And I think it will be by the last conversation that we've talked about in all these years. And because we know we have problems. We have a lot of problems, and we won't solve it later on here. One of the things on the POW, I may have some legislation to provide maybe temporary retirement for all of these fellows in order to bring them in under certain categories. Martin Glass Hall, he needed his 60% disabled, so that whatever they contracted over there, they could get paid. If we don't know about the show on our medical records, we take care of that.
And so it's horrible if it's true.
Those psychic bills.
Have you ever seen these fellows come out?
Yes, sir. I know. Yes, I've talked to
them. Come out. Come out.
We call me the better ones, better shape. What we got, I think.
Look, Al, is he going to see his championship for this month?
He's speaking over here to our...
He's a great fellow. He did it at our city. And tell him that you and I have talked. I want you to give him every idea you've got. He's a real gung-ho guy, you know.
Yes.
And he's a wise. He's a patriot. And he's I told him to come up with a new idea every week. I'm not going to be able to...
We're going to give him a serenity. Our congressional. Why we would like, if you're having to say about it, to have the Vice President come over, we'd like one of you over there.
But the honor of the see, the way we work these dinners, the ones I don't know, we used to do, not that many years ago. Who else? But that's this, I will have sort of a quiet understanding that we'll try to do yours this year. And then I'll do the Legion's next year.
Fair enough, we'll stand up.
Yes, sir. And then do it then next year, I'll do your dinner.
Great.
I know you don't know all the
people. You can bounce it around that way. Then we'll not believe you there.
That's fine.
Because I try to see what we call you.
Well, you are. You're very good.
Well, all the people can't remember everybody. You have a bad memory. I don't remember that much about you. But I would be appointing me on the job for better.
Yes.
And that's good. We must go move very fast on it because we're mining a 10, 12, 14% on the bottom of the better.
John, how's it about this? How's it? So it's doing a good job.
What are you doing? Good job. The response is very scant from the business world around the country. But we're getting on the job. Interest on the job.
Donna, you take the responsibility on this one. Will you give me, get one of your men at the highest level, say that I'm a reporter in the program, because you see, I'll write a few letters to some of these business people that are anything. Because I feel terribly strongly about this. I remember, when we came back to World War II, we all worried about it, they all got friends pretty well, but
yeah, I got it for a guy to come back.
And these days, it's just terrible.
We're going fine. Our problems can't look like the race. We're going to find a lot of blacks that didn't have a skill when they left. They won't have one when they come back.
No.
They're the ones that we're dumping on the market.
And they're going to have a lot of use.
We're going to have to look very carefully into this job training programs and disadvantage and make sure that that's all available to the
veteran. Get the pictures of how many blacks you think are whites or in the job.
The real problem then, I want to say, but the real problem then, Mr. President, is the Department of Labor, and they shift things down so far as our eyes are concerned, just taking offices. And you know, we've got veteran employment representatives in every state and assistants and so forth. And they've been doing a good job over the years. But there's labor employment. Yeah, no. They're out in the Department of Labor. Veteran employment representatives, they do a good job. But my point is this, and we've been in contact with them.
Yeah.
We've already done it better than anybody. They have priorities over there on their computers and so forth in the study. Their priority right now, Sam, is down to two trying to get them to get this a priority, is to try to come back, and I've got the letter down to the attorney, that if we have to disallow it, if we have so-and-so, then this would, we have a, you know, this is not so, yeah, I know the letter.
I want to, just put this up, I want the veteran to be treated equally with the disadvantage of the minorities, you understand? In other words, that means that a black veteran will get a double whammy, which is okay, it's any other veteran getting a job, but the veteran is gonna get, I do not want them over there, I want the same personnel, the same emphasis, and everything. Because you, as I bring in people here and talk to higher blacks, and I'm all for that, and Mexicans, whites, or anything else, but let's be, but the veteran has got to come back, as these guys, you know, we look at the people that didn't go, they're sitting around here, and they had like Clover, and these 2.5 million Americans went out there and served their country, by golly, they're going to be dead.
May I rule over them, Mr. President, that this committee cannot seek from industry an ad in the paper that says job to be a non-veteran. They told them they can't do this.
All right, is that true?
Yes.
Yes, but this is not the first way to submit it.
All right, yeah, I can't believe it.
I said, I'm going to look at the automation of the group instead of meeting the house.
I agree with you.
interest,